Everybody, welcome to Improv Is Dead. I'm one of your hosts, Tim Lyons. I'm here with Damien. Damien, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Getting over a little sickness, but
yeah, you so don't just, sound it.
Yeah, but you know, you might hear a few snorts and weird coughs and things coming out of my mouth.
Well, we'll use it.
Yeah,
we'll use it. Yeah. Hey, this is for the listeners. If you made it this far, you might be an improv pervert. So feel free to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/improvisdead. You unlock all kinds of stuff for $5 a month. Bonus episodes, full episodes.
Wait, it's only $5 a month, Tim?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you get everything.
I mean, that's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's probably as cheap as you can get a cup of coffee these days.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce our guests. I wrote down some things. He produces and performs, dare I say, one of the hottest nights of improv comedy at UCB Franklin every Thursday. Holy shit, improv. It's Casey Fay.
Hey.
Casey, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you.
Baby, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
It's the hottest night.
That's right.
And then also we've got, also performing at UCB Franklin with his team Bangarang. You can catch this month, April 26th, along with countless other shows at the theater. It's Dave Tooney. Did I get that last name correct?
Shoo, you couldn't have gotten it any more correct. That was smooth as butter, my friend.
Damn. Thank you.
Nice.
I cheated a little bit. I did a pronouncenames.com, and it told me exactly how to do it.
That's smart. I always try to, if there's someone I don't know if I interact with or introduce them for something, I should just ask them, of course. But what I'll often do is see if they're not anywhere on the internet being interviewed, saying their name, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, or if they're like introed somewhere else on a different show or something. Yeah.
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 But I should just ask them, probably.
Absolutely, and I should have just asked, but I just kind of went for it.
Nailed
I was
it.
So sure
that
I had it correct that I really went for it.
You did.
Yeah. Would you consider yourselves improv perverts? People who listen to the show, we call them improv perverts.
I would say Dave is definitely an improv pervert.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I'm on board with that.
It's not a bad thing.
Casey,
it's actually a positive thing. We've put a positive spin on it.
Oh, improv voyeur? You're reclaiming pervert?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tim, how would you define improv perversion?
That you're kind of just a freak for it.
You just look for it all the time and
went through classes and did it for yourself. Or if you are just an improv voyeur, as Dave so elegantly put, you're somebody who enjoys to watch it during the week. You like to watch.
Do you have to give this explanation in every podcast?
It's a good 5 minutes of the intro.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay to be an improv pervert. Regular pervert, no, but an improv pervert.
No, improv.
Yeah,
pervert for improv, for sure.
Yeah, pervert for improv is totally fine.
Yeah, I'll take that on. I would say I'm more of a pervert than a voyeur when it comes to improv. I had my voyeur experience. I watched it. Now I want to get up in there. I want to be a pervert.
There we go.
I think
spoken like a true improv perv.
Yeah.
I just want to get up in there.
Do my thing.
Yeah.
Have people see it. We've got a prompt to kind of get our conversation going, our actual conversation outside of this improv perversion. Crispy Creamy, who is an improv pervert in our Discord, and that's a pretty perverted name, Crispy Creamy. They asked us, this is the prompt, didn't ask us anything really. Oh, I guess there is a question here. You've been cryogenically frozen for 100 years. What would be the first thing you'd want to know after waking?
I mean, I'm ashamed of mine is that, do people know about me? I'm not smart enough to know, like, did the world blah, 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 or like,
yeah.
what's, agriculture. Like, to me, it'd just be like, oh, really? Am I famous? Do people want to meet me?
You'd go straight to Google, set up a Google alert, and just make sure and see if you're popping off. Go straight to the library, find a history book, and be like, where am I?
It should be like, am I still represented by the same people? Am I cool now? Do they want to start submitting me for jobs?
I guess that would depend on if you did anything of note just before being frozen. If you weren't really being looked upon while you were not frozen, and then you were frozen, you'd be like, well, I guess I'm probably in the news for being cryogenically frozen.
Right? You'd think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think mine is all ego-based things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this going to work for me? Do people want to meet me? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I guess that it depends on if you're a batch, if you've been batched with other cryogenically frozen people.
Which would be devastating. Devastating to learn that I didn't even choose this and a bunch of people happened at the same time. Ugh.
Yeah.
I think you don't want anyone the first thing to relate I would do, to?
Check my inbox.
I don't know. I mean, at this point it feels like I've been gone, 100 years, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be so hard no matter what. I mean, I think whoever my nurse, or I assume that there's maybe that's the question to ask. Is someone going to walk me through this? Do I have a handler? Is there someone?
Yeah, well, I thought about that too. Like, because the premise of the question, right, is like maybe the reason you're asking is because if you just go out into the world, that it'll just shock you to death or something, you know, where you're like, everything's different.
Yeah. Maybe the question should be, who are you? Whoever's telling me this information.
What the hell? What the hell?
How do I know that this is true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have something that you would want to know as soon as you wake up?
I guess I'm probably going to want to know where's that Austin Powers conveyor belt that I'm going to be traveling down to clean things up a little bit and get myself situated.
Mm-hmm. Put you in a suit.
Of all the famous things in the Austin Powers movie, the conveyor belt is the thing that Dave remembers.
Yeah, he does a lot. He does do a lot when he comes up, but that. I mean, I guess that's the most fun thing you get to do right out the gate.
So when you're watching, maybe there's just me, when I'm watching an action movie, and I love action movies, but like whoever the star is or whatever, and they're going through it, they've been going through it for the last 48 hours, right? They're on the run. They've been in four fights, right? They've been jumping off of buildings and whatnot. And often there's a point in the movie where they get to they're finally like they've escaped far enough away from whoever the villains are, and they're able to they get a shower, or they get to sleep one night. I'm always like, okay, yes, now we're starting fresh, now we're feeling good. Okay, now you're ready to get this thing going again. I always like that part.
You are a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you sort of relax watching them relax. You're like, oh, thank God. Yes, please.
They got that grime off them.
Nice night for yourself.
They've gotten to put some Neosporin on a couple of those cuts and scrapes. They've gotten to get a little bit of
I wish they would just show a little more of the banality of being, you know, like, are they flipping through the TV and like, you know, kind of just sitting there
what do they do in the hour moment that's not on screen?
Like, they can't be thinking about running the whole time.
I liked that scene in No Country for Old Men where Javier Bardem is picking he's cleaning his wounds because it's very, he's got his legs crossed and he's just pulling metal
but
out
then
of
what
his
does
leg
he do after that him. You know, does he like just like is he just constantly
that character,
like
I think
being
might just
evil,
sit and stare,
you know? Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think he just kind of sits and stares and plans his next move. He's so robotic in that I feel like that's kind of his mission in life.
Yeah, it would be fun in a more modern day action film to be like, someone's like, ah, I just got, hold on, I got to answer all these emails. I guess I got to clean.
Yeah, I got to check my, yeah.
Yeah, I just got.
How many communications have I missed since, you know?
That's the one of the first things I would do when I wake up. I'd look at my inbox and just say, my God, are any of these deals even worthwhile anymore that I've gotten that are filling up my inbox at the moment?
Or even worse, I guess you would have reached a point where, isn't there, after some amount of time, your Gmail goes away or whatever your inbox is. So then you just open up and I'd panic again if I open up my inbox and my account was no longer an account.
Yeah,
I'd freak out.
Well, I think if you pay for the extra storage, as long as it's still charging you,
Okay.
I think it stays open.
My worry is that would scare me more than finding out that I've been sleeping for 100 years or whatever, is going to my inbox and it's all gone. I'm like, there was stuff in there I had to do. There's important still things. I'm still
working on it.
My taxes. I was supposed to email my guy to let him know.
I think the one thing I would want to know, the first thing I'd ask is like, how do people speak now? Because I feel like if you just wait, like if someone from 1924... all of a sudden came back and like they'd stick out like a sore thumb, right? If you like just started talking to them, you know?
I always wonder about that from watching old movies. Like, are they talking? Talk, or were they doing that because they didn't realize realism is interesting? And they thought movie stars had to talk like something different to let you know that you're fancy in the movies, kid.
there's a word for that, that dialect or like that way of speaking, I think. I forget what it's called, but it's like it sounds like a weird mishmash of like British, like a British accent with just some, I don't know, other American dialects or something.
Where did it go though? What happened to it?
That's why I almost think it was never real. Like it was just for the movies.
Just for the movies, yeah.
Because I think, at least a version of it, I think it was just like, this is, because they were just figuring out talkies and stuff. It's like, this, okay, so I got to be something special, kid. You hear what I say?
Yeah.
I think they were talking to kids in the movie.
It is a little bit more, it's a little bit more theatrical, almost like Broadway or like a musical style speech. Mm-hmm. So it may have come from like, okay, this is what we were doing on Broadway or this is what we were doing on stage to make
well,
it, like you said,
and
make
maybe
it, feel
it comes
a
from
more
like
that.
Maybe it comes from like trying to be, what's the word, like as clear as possible when you're talking, you know, it's like
if you don't
have microphones or something, it's like, yeah, diction. It's like you got to really put the inflection in your voice to make sure that what you're saying is coming across. Mm. Like I think about the old radio people, like they couldn't misstep, right? They had to like be as clear as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor, you know, like you can't fuck that up, right? You can't.
Ladies and gentlemen,
good
news for you.
Good news and bad news.
I have
clear
thought
skies
about,
over Pearl Harbor. Bad news. The Japanese have bombed.
I have thought about doing that with my own stuff, because sometimes I will trip over my words. My diction's not always that clear. So I thought, what if I just start really slowing it down and that just becomes the way that I talk? It's not, but it's really just so I can get the words out clearly, and so I'm not mumbling. But then that just becomes my on camera voice.
This is your voice.
Yeah.
I thought of that with stand up, just that idea of slowing down and like making sure every word hits. If you were doing that in our just from you talking right there, Dave. I was thinking, like, as a friend, I would be finishing all your sentences because I'd be wanting you to go faster.
Yeah,
which is, again, a problem with me, not a problem with you. But I would just be, like, constantly trying to cut you off and get to the point.
Get to the meat of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mumble all the time. Even when I said diction, I kind of, like, slurted into diction.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time. And, same thing with, like, when I was doing stand-up. It's, like, just trying to parse down to as few words as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do I do that just in real life?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that Jeselnik style, that Anthony Jeselnik style, real slow.
Yeah, but in real life.
But you got to be real confident in your punchline. Because if you take it that slow and then your punchline bombs, it probably doesn't feel good at all.
Yeah.
It probably feels real bad.
So slow for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also doing,
I waited that long for that. Yeah.
He's doing Satan. That's like his whole thing. Is his framework is he's telling jokes like he thinks Satan would. So maybe just Satan has great diction. Maybe that's the lesson there.
Yeah.
So maybe it's bad.
I mean, he's got that tongue. He's got that silver tongue, that snake tongue, as they say.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I would try and do in 100 years, if I were for 100 years, I'd probably go see if my niece and nephew were alive. They're the youngest in my family.
Lifespan.
And healthcare may have gotten to a point where they figured out a little bit of fountain of youth situation. Maybe they've, everyone lives longer, a little, the longer life goes on, or so we're told. So I'd probably go try and see if my niece and nephew Dottie and Quinn were still around.
And then you realize that they were also cryogenically frozen. and will not be unfrozen for the next 100 years. And then that's the ultimate, like, Twilight Zone sort of twist.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just have to go talk to my frozen niece and nephew.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, the good news, they're alive, but bad news, you won't be when they wake up.
By the time they unfreeze.
Yeah.
Unless I freeze myself again. Oh. Unless I'm allowed to keep refreezing. Mm. Yeah. The double freeze.
Like a pizza where it gets worse every time you do it.
You know, yeah.
A little,
yeah.
Little,
yeah. You just fall further and further behind.
Yeah. The reheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That also, like, I think that's beautiful to meet up with family. I'm also trying to imagine now, because I have a young niece, imagine the next time I saw her, she was like 105 instead of 5. Mm-hmm. How I guess obviously you'd do it, but man, I don't know if I'd want to do that. Like that might make me more sad than just
Right?
Everyone's like, gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's true.
Like to see 106 and be like, oh yeah, I guess I missed everything. Huh? So how do you want to go out? I'll be here to, like, you know.
Yeah, walk, I'll assist you.
Onto the yonder.
Yeah.
Do you still like stickers? Yeah, what if,
you might be the last remaining that has to decide whether if you pull the plug or not. That'd be the worst thing to have to do right as soon as you're unfrozen.
I'm reading her My Little Pony. She's like, I get it. Yeah, I've done
that. Yeah, I've done 100 years ago. That, yeah. That. Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel pretty good. I feel like we've got enough fodder here to do some improv. Everybody feels good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I was just straight up talking. I forgot to listen, but yeah, I'll jump in.
No, that's okay. We talked about being frozen.
That's right. I got it.
Boom, no,
I,
there you go. There,
it's all coming back to me now.
Does anybody have a scene idea that they'd like to see based on all the things we talked about?
The one I thought of, which is maybe an argument scene, but is just Dave talking slow and me telling him to speed up.
I think that sounds great.
So I think that I am going to get some Honey Nut Cheerios. I do like regular Cheerios, but I think that the honey adds a little bit of extra flavor, and I think that we could go for breakfast, okay. But I think at Airbnb we can have some stuff that kind of everyone will just like.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. No, this is, it's great to take a trip with you. I mean, we've been friends for so long. I feel like I'm learning kind of more about you actually traveling with you, you know, like you kind of pick up on your habits and stuff. And
I'm learning about you.
Take a little bit of time when you, okay. Yeah.
I noticed that you're a big basketball fan, and your favorite team is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's true. That's all true stuff. Let's just grab maybe some of this, get moving a little bit here.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. It's funny. I guess we've been friends. I guess it's been a lot of email so far, just being work friends and now actually taking a trip together.
Guilty as charged.
Didn't realize how slow you talk. I'll be honest.
I talk slow?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I just try to be a little bit.
What are you?
What?
Sorry, you're leaving gaps. Should I be filling these in?
Hey guys, I can check you out in this lane if you guys want.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just come on over. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Lane.
You guys going on a trip or something?
Two.
That's right.
We're going to Las.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You guys going to party it up?
City.
Munchies here. Yeah.
Yeah. As you can tell from all the Cheerios we bought, we're going to get pretty wild, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got all the flavors here. Honey nut, plain, chocolate Cheerios. I didn't even know they had chocolate Cheerios. Wow.
Yeah. We saw those back there. Had to grab.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So here we go. Yeah. We're in a little bit of a rush. Not a big deal, but we'll just kind of start throwing this stuff on the conveyor belt here.
Whoa. Hey. Well, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it.
Oh. Okay.
It's my lane, you know. It's just I got a whole system here, and if you start getting involved, then, you know, it gets all messed up, and then Randy over here is not going to know what to bag, where to put them in the bags, you know, so.
Can I get y'all paper or?
Paper's good.
Yep. We take plastic.
No, paper. Paper's fine, actually.
We would love paper. Paper. Yep. Paper. Hey, was this always a grocery store? Was this building always a grocery store? It looks like it was something else at one point.
Actually, funny enough that you say that.
You just triggered a long story from Randy.
Sporting Goods.
Okay.
And it opened very quickly and closed even faster. We are not a very sporty town.
Not a good location for Dick's. Got it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, but it's funny, they spent...
All right, Randy,
almost
can you bag while you're showing the story? Yeah.
Did you want double or single?
That is
just
pretty
just
funny.
One paper, please. Just
one paper.
What part's funny?
It was a $3 million project.
All right, can I see some ID for the case of Mike's Hard?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right there.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
I'll show you my ID as well, just in case you need to see both of our IDs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. A lot of people don't. Yeah. Let me see.
Well, if we're all showing ID, I guess I'll show
Randy,
ID.
You don't have to show me your ID.
Just like to, if we're all in, let's all get in together.
All right.
Yeah.
Jesus, Randy, you're 74?
I'll be 75 tomorrow.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. You look great.
What you doing for your birthday tomorrow?
Well, the plan was to go to Dick's, but it's a grocery store now, so I'll probably just head to the fountain and
all right,
make a wish.
You're total 74.92 if you just want to scan your scan your
card. Yeah, I do. But
I got it. I got it. I'm going to pay with a check.
Okay.
We don't take checks anymore. It's just card.
I can
cash.
Take a check and take
Randy,
it across the street to the bank.
Randy, no, we're not going to do that, Randy.
It would give me something to do on my break.
You have something to do. There's no. You just clocked
break,
in, Randy.
Nothing,
there's a line out the door.
I got nothing to do on my break.
Randy, but your break isn't
break
for another
today.
4 hours.
I'm just thinking I got nothing to do on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I also got to ask. So, for your birthday tomorrow, your plan was to go to a place you know doesn't exist because you are, in fact, work here and know that you're the one who has the information about Dick's, right?
Yes. Sometimes I like to come here and pretend it's still a Dick's.
Oh. There's a tragedy.
It's true. Randy does.
Heard one.
He does come in on his days off and asks what size shoe. If we have any sizes in the back that might fit them.
There's no other sporting goods stores in town. Dick's was the last resort.
So, yeah, if either of you guys have card or cash, just got to get these other people checked out.
No, of course. Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, here I got card right there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just tap
speaking
it.
Of Dick's last resort, a tiki bar at one point. Remember that? Dick's last resort?
That place was funny.
Mai Tais. Zombies.
All right, here's your receipts. There you go. Thanks for coming in, guys.
They were mean there.
Yeah, they were mean.
All right, thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Again, sorry for holding up the line. Everybody.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Thanks for coming in,
Okay.
Randy.
Need help out to your car?
Randy. Put the bags in the cart.
Need help out?
They don't need help, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, I think I can
The cart will stop before it gets to the...
This is not true. What Randy's saying is not true. He just wants to help you guys. He means well, but it's...
Yeah, Randy, I think we'll take him, Randy, because you can... It looks like you're carrying just one bag at a time, and that's going to take a while. So we'll just put him
Well, we can... A few trips never hurt anybody. A couple trips before one long trip.
I think we'll just take one trip before one long trip, but thank
okay.
you.
Quick question for you, Randy. Were these carts Dick's carts? Or were they always...
They were if you scratch the red off of the handle, you'll see underneath, it's green.
Well, don't scratch. Dick's sorry, don't scratch the handle. Do you mind not scratching the handle,
was green,
please?
Originally, Dick's signature color was orange, like a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA sued them in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, folks. We'll get to you in a sec. We'll get to you in a second. I'm sorry.
You're scratching. I've never seen you do anything faster than the way you're scratching. You are.
I actually would like to see the underneath of the paint myself. I'm doing it right now. Shouldn't be a problem.
Check if it matches up with the other carts.
Oh, you got to scratch another one? Okay. All right. Sorry, everybody. We're just going to Vegas.
I'd be surprised if we found a cart that didn't have a red that turned to green.
I'd be startled.
I think since we've started, we should do them all. Ooh, big winner.
Oh, all right, great. Can I...
Big winner, fresh haircut. Is that a fresh fade?
Oh, thank you, yeah. Yeah, that is.
That's nice. You got that cut in town? It looks fresh.
No, I got it before I came to town, but thank you.
Oh, looks good.
Yeah, I guess I
can't believe that fade lasted so long. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, it's very fresh. I got it, like, yesterday, so...
Every time I get a fade, I feel like I'm a wolf man. Comes back the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't really look like the kind of guy to get that tight of a fade. Your hair's pretty long right now.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I back it up, right? Is that the best
thing? Yep, back it up.
Okay, so I'll put one.
Back it up. Rode them die. It's just you here, so.
This is great. Usually these
it's you against the world.
Are packed, but this is nice that it's just me here.
Yeah.
Getting away from my work travel friends here, so.
Oh.
All right.
Well, there you go. Sevens. Damn shame.
Oh, thought that. Okay.
Damn shame.
Hi, sir. Can I get you a drink? Can I get you offer you a beverage? They're complimentary while you're at the tables.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I guess I'll do a pineapple vodka.
Pineapple vodka. You got it.
Or vodka.
Hey,
pineapple,
Destiny. He actually hasn't won any money yet, so that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard winner earlier. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just
well,
talking about my haircut when I yeah,
got it. Yeah. Yeah. Like well, winner. When you win, I'll come back and then I'll get you that complimentary beverage. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but she pinched my butt as she walked around.
Ooh, lucky you.
Yeah.
Someone just got the pinch of luck. That's
well,
nice.
Okay. Well, I hope it works because I've never been to a Vegas place where they just wouldn't, you know, give you a drink when you're out here losing. In fact, losing money should be when I should be getting the drinks,
that.
Right?
You know? You should be, but yeah.
Yeah, but you
do things
pretty,
a little differently around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you were pretty, you kind of ratted me out, actually.
Well, it's my job. I'm also the pit boss here as well, so I got I'm keeping an eye on all the other tables while also keeping an eye on your table.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Here we go. I guess I
place your bets.
Can't.
Hey, you might have you got a moment? I can jump in here real quick. Do you got room for one more? Room for one more at the table?
Are you asking me? I think talk to.
I'm asking the pit boss. Yeah, room for one more at the table?
Okay. Where are you looking?
Come on in.
Great. Looks like a hot table. Looks like people have been winning all night. I'd love to join in the action.
Please.
Sorry, I don't know if you know. You just bet for me to crap out, so you're actually betting against the table right now. What you just put down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's allowed.
Yeah, no.
It's actually allowed in the rules.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just you just came next to me, you just stared me in the face. Okay, here we go. Let's roll. Me against you, I guess. Here we go. This will be fun.
Seven.
Okay.
Craps. Winner, winner. We got a winner at the table. Just came to the table. First
hey there,
thing.
Cowboy, you're new to the table. Here you go. You want a complimentary beverage or for the winners?
I would love a complimentary beverage. You bet. I'm going to take myself a Coke Zero if you got one.
Coke Zero coming right up. Okay.
You got it.
How you doing, cutie? You win anything yet?
No, I still haven't.
All right. Well, good luck.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think that's actually my phone. You took my phone out of my
pocket. Oh my God! I'm so sorry. My mistake. Right. Hang on. Let me just put in. Okay. Here you go. There you go. Thank you. I'm just gonna tap it against my phone. All right. I'll be back with your Coke Zero, cowboy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Got yourself a droid there, huh, buddy?
Put in a picture. Yeah. So for some reason, you put in a picture of Andrew Dice Clay in my. Phone, I don't even understand.
He's playing here.
Okay. Yeah, but this is like an old picture. It's not even like the dates of...
Right. Yeah, it's kind of sad. He didn't put in, he hadn't updated any of his headshots or anything like that. So you go in, you think you're going to see one, then you see another. It's a little jarring.
Okay. All right.
He's as well, good as he's ever been.
Oh, great. I crapped out.
Oh, yeah, you got the t-shirt on. That's cool.
Yeah. Big fan. I kind of follow
him
around.
Here you go, Cowboy. Here's your Coke Zero.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Big Coke Zero made it extra large for you for the winner. Hey, y'all going to come to the Andrew Dice Clay clone show?
Wouldn't miss it for the
world. Did you guys know that? They cloned Andrew Dice Clay, so it's like a younger version of him doing stand-up.
Well, is there a reason for that? I mean, is the
well he was in a program of some kind that they were doing experiments and they took his DNA and they cloned him and just to see if it they could if he'd be as funny as his younger self was, and apparently he is. He's even funnier, but he tells more he tells safer jokes, you know.
Oh.
He don't cuss or anything like that. He's actually a Christian comic now.
Wow.
Completely clean.
That's an interesting experiment. I wonder who funded that to see if Andrew Dice Clay, if cloned, would be as funny as he is normal.
Yeah, I don't know who did it. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
I got my tongue up this chick's ass, right?
God, this guy is funny. I never listened to this CD before. You guys listen to this CD?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I'm cracking up.
It's so good.
Yeah,
a little dirty for my taste. I probably wouldn't take it home to my mom.
No way. I would not play this at the dinner
But if
table.
I could take this home and listen to it with my mom?
Oh yeah.
That would be something I'd be interested in.
So funny.
Yeah, if we could just clean this up a little bit.
Guys, bad news. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt here. I know we're in the process.
What's up, David?
Our funding might fall through.
What?
Ugh.
It feels. I guess the
hell?
American government. They're not sure why we want to even do this to comedians. They don't understand. We gotta resend our application. We have to explain. Give them a little bit more of reason as to like.
Because we were trying to give the American people options.
Yeah.
Comedians
are a reflection of society.
You know, Chappelle, but clean.
Right.
Yeah.
They're a reflection of society.
I said all that, but they're just...
Okay. But? What?
Did you say that they're a reflection of society?
Yeah, did you say that?
I did, yeah. I that's what I started with. That was PowerPoint slide number two. You were saying, but was there more? Why are you looking around?
But they're a reflection of society.
Okay.
But we would like to have some options. Okay, maybe we could have a little bit of a cleaner society, a better society.
If we had different types of the same comedian, then people, people could pick and choose what they want.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I guess the what they seem to be saying at the funding, they came back and were just like, well, there's not a shortage of comedians. This is not a problem. Like, there will always be more comedians. We don't need to...
There's a shortage of good comedians.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Everyone's a comedian these days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think that was part of it. Yeah, and they actually listed... They listed, like, 10 people they thought were currently on top of the game and doing well.
They're government... They're, uptight government snobs, What do they know about comedy?
I mean, they had Jim Brewer on their list. They had some pretty wild. They said Kattan's back. Chris
Kattan's back.
That's what they said. They said Kattan's back.
Well, if there were a cleaner Kattan, I think that would be a big boon to the comedy world.
Kattan's got one of the filthiest mouths out there.
I mean, if he's eating those apples,
I can't listen to that with my mom.
If he's doing the,
we need a Christian Kattan. Okay.
Okay, Christian. Okay,
Christian Kattan.
Okay, I'll go back to him. You guys continue work on the thing. I'll pitch him Christian Kattan. I'll check it out.
Thank you.
All right, now what are we going to do with all these Cosbys?
All right, that was give it up for Bill Cosby one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, what a great opener for our main act. Our feature act coming next is, as you know, this you know their other half from Saturday Night Live,
and now YouTube. This is ladies and gentlemen, welcome Chris Kattan.
Oh, is that a Will Ferrell clone too, or is that Will Ferrell?
That's weird. They didn't introduce the Will Ferrell clone.
I'm wondering.
Also, we should talk to that MC. They started his first credit as SNL, and his second credit was just YouTube.
I know, like, what is he? Right? Yeah, YouTube.
Can somebody come on stage? Get in between us. Get in between us.
Oh. So he can't get anybody. He can't get a volunteer.
You, me.
Is this part of it? Or... Honey, why don't you go up there? Go and stand in front of him.
All right. Yeah, I'll come up. I'll come up there.
We need somebody to come stand in between us.
Yeah, I'll come up there. Yeah.
I would love it if someone stood up here in between us. Yeah.
Honey, it's not Will.
I thought it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was like, is Will Ferrell doing Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, honey, up close, it's not. I don't even think it's Will Ferrell. It's maybe Harry Carey dressed as Will
Ferrell.
No way.
I'm sorry, but there's no way that's Harry Carey.
I don't know.
Harry Carey. Stand up. We're about to stretch.
Try to figure it out.
We're about to stretch. It's a 7
It's like they don't really know how to do the humping. Are you guys supposed to hump me or something? You guys are just standing there.
Hump my partner, please. Someone hump my partner. Come on, they're helping you out.
Yeah, you guys aren't really doing this.
This is as far as we can get into it because we're Christian comics, so.
Christian.
All right, well.
We kind of just hover. We just got to hover around you for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Did you notice there's something about, like, maybe the clones where, like, their accents kind of come and go? Like,
Cosby,
it was kind of hit or miss. Chris Kattan just sounds nothing like Chris Kattan, and that's a famous voice. And then this Harry Carey, like a Russian guy just saying he's Harry Carey.
Yeah,
they
gave me these pamphlets.
Who's from out of town?
They gave me these pamphlets about service tomorrow or something.
Oh, where the church.
Oh, I'm from Idaho, Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. Let me ask you a question.
It seemed to just, like, stump him.
Where is that?
Boise, Idaho just seemed to, like, just completely stump. It's in Idaho. It's in the, you know, sort of west. I mean, that's really near Utah, I guess.
Is it? Idaho? It's, like, pretty far.
Honestly, now I can sort of get why he's stumped, because even I was born and raised, and I don't really even know how to describe it.
Yeah, Utah's the first thing you think of to describe.
Yeah.
Who's from closer to Chicago?
I was looking specifically. Yo, I'm from Chicago.
Hey! Good to see a fellow Chicagonian here in the audience tonight.
Good to see you too. Over here.
What's the deal with... Whoa!
Is that Dice Clay?
Hey, it's my friend Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, over here, come on. I'm Andrew Dice Clay over here.
You guys heard of this Jesus guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, every comedian's been talking about him.
He died for our sins. Ooh, over here.
Oh,
he's coming back. Ooh, over here. Oh, everybody get on your knees. Let's pray for a little bit.
Okay, that sounded a little bit like Harry Carey.
Yeah, it takes a little while. I'm getting into it.
Yeah, it's like some weird Rat Pack like revival thing with comedians who would never have...
Casey, where have you been? I woke up and you've been gone
I went to
the last 48 hours.
Well, it's Vegas, you know, you got to go out and do some stuff. And I met a drink lady who was intriguing, and, you know, she kind of took me around. So, yeah, I've seen some comedy. I lost a bunch of money at the craps table. Just kind of hitting up Vegas. What have you been doing? Just watching my bed for the past 48 hours?
I went to the Neon Museum. The old Neon Museum, okay. Neon relics. It's a little ways out of Vegas. It's a bit of a drive. Yeah. It's a bit of a drive, but they have old neon signs from old casinos. Some of them work and some of them don't. And I'm going to tell you what, my friend, it's not as exciting in the daytime.
Well, I believe you at that point. I believe you that it's not.
Well, I'm going to settle in for the night, going to call it a day. I'm going to get some snoozing now. It's, what is it, 7 p.m.? Oh, my gosh, these bones.
What is you with your bones? One of them's, some of those are hanging out. Are you okay?
Ah, bones are hanging out of my body. It's the heat, Casey. It's the dry heat.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, they make my skin very...
What the fuck is that?
They make my skin brittle. My bones, they pop out. I got to turn in. I'm going to get a little bit of a shower, get some moisture going on, see if I can pop these old bones back in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course. Oh, let me get that. You do whatever, but with your skin. Hello.
Hey, how are you? I'm Teddy. I own the Airbnb.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, I tried to call and I wasn't getting through.
Oh, maybe.
I got a lot of, I've been getting notifications all day from the Ring cam. Somebody's been wandering around the house, doing stuff to the outside of the house.
Oh.
I saw somebody was up cleaning the gutters.
Let me check.
Somebody was doing some wiring outside. I just want to make sure that, you don't have to handle any of that stuff. You can call me and if something's not up to code or not feeling right, I can come do that.
Yeah, we're on vacation. I get it. Let me check. Hey, Phil, Phil, the guy who runs the Airbnb is here. Have you been doing stuff outside?
I put in solar panels. We're out in Vegas. The sun's out all the time.
Yeah. You
could save a lot of money. So I put in some solar panels.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're in a direct sun zone, so we can't have solar panels on this house because it overdoes the electricity.
Too much electricity?
It charges it too much.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a thing?
And also the
well, I've never
it
seen
is, and also the roof shingles are solar panels, so they're smaller solar panels. So right now, because you put those solar panels in, it's too much. There's too much juice going to the house.
But you just had regular solar panels, and that was okay? They don't overcharge?
We had solar panel shingles. The roof itself is made of solar panels.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. I'm James from Enterprise, and I tried calling, but I couldn't get through to your line. Just the reason I'm here is that we got notifications from the car that someone was tinkering with the paneling and the engine and things like that. Someone put new tires on it or and rims?
All season tires. I don't know.
Yeah, but
it's
Vegas. We don't need all season tires. There's chains. You have chains on the tires.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what.
You don't need them till you need them. Okay. And when you need them, then you're going to be glad you got them. So you're welcome. All right. You're welcome.
Yeah. But you seriously modified the car. It's no longer just a regular sedan.
It's a minivan.
Hydraulics.
It's a minivan now.
Yeah, you raise the roof. You raise the roof on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you could get a little bit of more, a little more money. You could charge a little more because now people when they bring their families, they're going to want to get a minivan, not just a sedan.
No one's going to want to rent this thing. It doesn't even look like a minivan. It literally looks like what you did to it, which is chop the roof off and put some sticks on it. You put soundproofing blankets on top of it.
When this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Hi, sorry. Excuse me. Domino's Pizza here. Sorry. Someone had ordered. I tried calling. No one was picking up. Someone had ordered a pizza to this address, and then I delivered it, and then they delivered it back to Domino's, only with some adjustments being made to the pizza.
I made it all crust.
Yeah, basically
it's all
just
crust
ate
now.
The cheese. Yeah. Well, it
sounds like you ate the pizza.
You ate the sauce and the cheese and the the sausage and the pepper. And then and then you also put a bunch of sticks and blankets on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Pete from Instacart. So the deliveries, the groceries we delivered yesterday, they were delivered back, but there were, all the fruit was plastic.
Yeah, the last longer.
And the pieces of meat were.
Okay.
And the steaks you ordered, they were cooked.
Pete, did you even try calling us?
Oh my God! I didn't actually. Okay, I'm get so the fuck yeah. Out of here. All right, you know what? My bad. I should have called first. Call. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. My bad. My bad.
I have that. I would have picked up for you.
Hey, knock knock. It's if you remember, it's me, Randy from the grocery store.
Sure, from the former Big Five that became a grocery store. Yeah.
Yeah, Dick's.
Oh, I can't believe Dick's. I forgot that. Yep, of course.
It's okay. You left your IDs. Or we left an ID at the counter, so I drove many miles to come drop it off for you.
Wow, that's
on my birthday.
Oh wow, oh that's right. Yes, happy birthday to you. I guess
you made my wish come true. My birthday wish come true.
Phil, Phil, you want to take him into the van that you were working on? And
absolutely, I do. What were you driving on your way over here?
It was a Fiat.
My friend,
very hot.
You're about
under my
to
feet.
Get an upgrade. Okay, get into this van. All right, I've put some solar panels on the top of it as well.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
This is the coolest car I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Are these blankets on the roof?
Blankets are on the roof. All right. So you don't have to worry about pulling the blankets up. They're already on and above us.
Wow.
Casey, man, welcome back, man. I'm sorry to hear about what happened to Phil, man. That's
yeah.
Yeah, he just that's crazy.
Yeah, I guess he was he was fucking so hard in that van, and the thing just was rocking, and
Jesus,
he thought that
I didn't hear that. Yeah,
yeah, he thought that. I guess he thought that, like, if you couldn't see the rocking because of blankets, I guess that somehow it wouldn't actually. But the thing flipped over. He was like,
Jesus
he
Christ.
Hit it off with this like old guy who was a bagger on our trip, and
I read the news report. That's the way they describe him. They didn't even say his name.
Yeah,
he's an old bagger from a grocery store. He used to be at Dick's.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, Jesus. If you believe in like the circle of life, I guess it was kind of cool he died on his birthday, right?
It's I know.
Jeez. Came in when he came.
It's a miracle. Phil's still alive, though.
Yeah,
is he?
Yeah, he's.
I think they froze him or something.
He's mostly bones. Yeah,
he's mostly bones, but he's still.
Like, imagine a pizza that's just crust. That's kind of like him.
Yeah,
but the bones are his crust.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he was, you know, lucky for him, he was enrolled in that cryogenic program, you know?
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Oof.
Man. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get Jimmy John's if you want in on that.
Yeah. I just got to approve some of these grants, turning comedians.
I'll leave them. Leave them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess what's the worst that could happen, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt. Johnny here. Did you guys hear about Phil?
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah,
Casey was with him.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he got put into that that cryo chamber. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but his star meter has never been higher. That guy is off the charts famous right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, did you guys see who's headlining Vegas this weekend?
No, who?
No.
Phil.
Phil's headlining Vegas?
Phil's doing a set at the Luxor.
Wait, but they had the Dice Clay and Catan thing.
They killed all those clones.
Oh my God.
Did they say who Will Ferrell was? Did they explain? Was that actually Will Ferrell or?
Yeah, did they ever find that out?
I think it was like a lookalike that was a street guy, and they were like, "Well, we got Catan, let's do."
Oh,
the,
that was a real guy.
Roxbury thing.
That was not
that's
a clone.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's why his accent was kind of slipping between different characters and stuff
that
like
makes
that.
Sense.
That
makes
so they
sense.
Killed all the clones?
Yeah, and they were going to kill that Catan one anyway because he didn't sound anything like Catan.
I mean,
he was dead on arrival.
I would demand my money back if he didn't sound like Catan.
Yeah. It's got to sound like Catan.
But we should all go out and see Phil.
Yeah,
do his thing in Vegas.
Want to?
Heads up, he's probably gonna be different on stage than he is in real life. That's what they tend to, happen. So he's a slow talking, kind of boring guy, in life. So I don't know what is that stand up act is gonna be.
This next
What's
comedian.
Everybody?
Hey, no, you want to introduce or should I introduce?
No, please, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay,
let's both do it.
Please, this is my brother. He's shadowing me. He's gonna do this job after I do. So he's standing next to me this week.
I can't
to
believe
learn.
They got. Chris, the real Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell to host this show.
This next comedian you may have heard from being in Cryogenically Frozen or YouTube. Let's bring it up for Phil the Bone. Phil.
The Bone. Phil the Bone. Phil.
Hey, everybody. Glad to see you all out here. What beautiful faces we've got going on here tonight. I love seeing every one of you. Tell me, what is the deal with these smash burgers? I mean, it's just a thin burger. We're talking about people are going gaga over less burger? I mean, what's next? No
burger?
Yeah,
that's so true.
Topical.
I can't even keep up with this guy. Oh, he's talking so fast.
We've all thought it. We've all thought it.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Blu-ray players? All right, folks. I mean, still, what are we dealing with? Why has there been no advances in the Blu-rays? And why are we calling it, I don't know, Red Ray, Green Ray, something? Let's see the next level.
Exactly. Why is it only blue? Why
that
is it
so
only
blue? Green? I mean, there's so many
colors.
Other colors on the spectrum.
Rays. There's plenty of rays.
Folks, what do you think about that NPR Tiny Desk stuff where they get bands to play at these, like, in the office? I mean, talk about taking casual Friday to a new level, am I right?
Okay, you're making me rethink about how I thought about that.
You are right.
Also, what if you're trying to get some work done, all right? You're on the phone. You're on the phone, and then suddenly, what the heck? Sugar Ray is jamming next to you? I mean, come on. I'm trying to make a sale here. I mean, NPRs are always
using this. That would be hard to do work next to.
Yeah,
it's
they're always asking
like
for
it's
donations.
It's still like disappearing right now. There's like a light. It's like a beam of light coming.
A beam of light coming from
ceiling
the sky.
Fans?
That's a weird question, but is
we don't
is
have
there,
any wall fans.
Is there a chance that
ceiling fans are just ceiling fans?
Is there a chance that Phil is Jesus? Like, he came back and we didn't
no
even
way.
Know.
No way.
He's turning
second.
Into a beam of light.
Wait a second. Where's everybody God. Else going? Everyone else is disappearing, too.
What? What did we do wrong?
Is this the rapture?
Wait.
Are we?
All right. Everyone who's been, everyone who was not raptured.
We weren't raptured. Fuck.
You can validate your parking ticket. At the coat check where you got your coat.
Oh, man.
Casey, Dave, thank you so much for doing the pod. That was a blast.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It all came full circle when everybody gets raptured. That feels good.
Wow.
That feels good.
Dave, I think we're officially perverts. I think we're officially a couple of improv perverts.
Yes.
Yeah, if you weren't perverts then, you're perverts now.
You've been raptured into the...
You've been raptured into the pervert dome. We got some plugs here at the end. We'll start with Casey. Casey, where can people find you online or follow you or see you live or listen to you?
Sure, great. Yeah, Casey Feigh, F-E-I-G-H, on all the social medias that I think I have enough followers to keep doing. if I try one, it doesn't work well, I'm getting out of there quick. But check me out. And then, you pitched at the beginning, but Holy Shit Improv is a show that I run here in Los Angeles. You can watch it from anywhere in the world. We film our shows. We put them on a Patreon. So for $10 a month, you can watch like over 90 shows. We just did some shows in Edinburgh, Scotland. We got that up there as well. Yeah, Holy Shit Improv on Instagram. And we do shows out in LA at the Dynasty Typewriter and the UCB Theater. And that's probably the best way to check me out.
Nice.
I do have a website, but you know, I made it years ago and I don't know how I act. I keep having on my to-do list. I should update the pictures. I should blah, blah, blah.
And you
blah,
were
blah.
On a different career path back then too,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You were like a slam poet or something. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I didn't think those Russell Simmons Def Jam poetry things were going to ever end. Turns out I was late to the game, but I think everything's cyclical. It'll come back and I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready whenever they need me.
Well, you've got until April 3rd when this comes out to get that website updated if you want to check out that website.
Yes.
This will give you the reason to do it.
If it's very slam poetry focused, then I haven't. And if it talks about acting and writing, then I did update it. So there you go.
Dave, how about you? Where can people see you, find you online?
You can find me at Dave Tooney on social media. And you can check out my groups Bangarang and Planet Weird here in Los Angeles. And if you're not in that either 100-seat theater or 30-seat theater, then I don't know how you're going to see me because I'm not streaming worldwide, my friends. You've got to be up close and personal. And I have recently...
You got to get on YouTube. You got to get on YouTube, Dave.
I got to get on YouTube. One of these decades. I did reactivate my
SNL
domain
YouTube,
name recently,
it.
Though, so I am, in theory, going to get my website back up and running. But we'll see how that, see when or if that ever takes. Folks, check out Wix, wix.com. You can make your own website very easily, but not as easily as you think
it's
you
true,
could.
True, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave is going to pull this from the internet, and you'll instead have to watch it and listen it to him in a 30-seat theater if you want to listen to this episode. It's just the way he goes. Yeah. It's got to be in person.
I want to see your faces when you're reacting.
So you can look at it. Yes, I want to see you watching me do my Will Ferrell impression. You're just smiling, right?
Huh? You like it? Huh?
It's good, huh? Standing by the door so nobody can leave.
Not to like it.
Damien, you got live shows coming up in April?
Yeah, usual stuff. Annoyance, Thursday nights, 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And then Fridays at I.O. occasionally with a show called Escándalo.
Phenomenal.
10 p.m.
Good to know. And all those shows will be linked in the show notes as well, so you can grab a ticket right from the show notes after the show. And I'll plug our Patreon, patreon.com/improvisdead, one more time. Become an improv pervert. You get 70 plus regular episodes, 100 plus bonus episodes, access to the Discord. You get to pitch us scenes. It's a real, real good time. So check that out. Thank you to our guests again, Dave and Casey, for doing the pod. That was a blast. And we'll see everybody else next week on Improv is Dead. And then we'll do a quick 3, 2, 1, and we'll just clap twice in front of the camera. 3, 2, 1. That's good. I think that'll work, Matthew. Okay.
Right.
This is.
Were we waiting on you for the second clap?
You know what? Tim? Honestly, I forgot to clap a second time. That's on me, guys. I was sorry about that.